Welcome to the FOSDEM 2021 Open Power Dev Room. My name is James Kalina. I'm the Executive Director of the Open Power Foundation. I'm here today to talk a little bit about who we are and what we're trying to accomplish with Open Power. So you can also connect with me on Twitter or connect with the foundation on Twitter at openpower.org. So a little bit about me. My background is in open source software. So previously I founded a cloud software startup called HyperSH. We're focused on the container space and container native space and container security. We're actually the co-creators of the Kata Container Project. And this was a joint project between us and the Intel group working on Clear Containers. And so we worked extensively with the CNCF, Google Kubernetes Group, Docker, and a whole host of other Linux Foundation projects as well. I'm a former Red Hatter working in product, as well as a former AT&T-er working within the OpenStack Telco Group. So who is the Open Power Foundation? So we actually started in 2013, and we had some big names that are still with us today. We are a nonprofit serving our member companies as well as the open hardware industry at large. We've grown this foundation to over 350 members globally today. So wherever you are in the world, there is most likely a member in your home country or a number of members in your home country working on great things within the open hardware space. And we had a kind of a reboot, if you will, in 2019 with the fully opening of the Power ISA. So before that, there was some licensing involved with the Open Power, but that went away. We saw the light and we said, this is a great technology and it's ripe for adoption on a whole bunch of use cases. And that is shown out through all the different types of members that we have currently today, whether they're in academia, whether they're in chip design or IP houses, in industry at large, whether in fabrication, software design or memory, as well as just individual users who are excited about a very high performant open ISA. So our mission is to really accelerate the adoption of the Open Power ISA and open technology at large. So we are very big promoters of open technology and open hardware. And we're going to do this through driving technology innovation through specifications, through compliance, which is very important to make sure that there's no changes to the underlying technology that breaks things. We also are standing up product SIGs. So this is focusing, taking it from just specifications into actually industry verticals and figuring out how we can be better equipped to support our members around that. And our goals is really to grow the overall ecosystem as well as our membership and to facilitate community engagement and visibility for our members so that they can showcase all the great things and all the great technologies that they're really working on. So why open hardware and why now? So what we're seeing in the last couple of years is really is industry consolidation. And when this happens, you tend to see companies diversify their supply chain risk. And one of the things that they look towards is how can we have something that is as a way to go around this kind of consolidation. And open source hardware is just that. It's a way to de-risk your supply chain and de-risk the technology stack that you're developing on, and also to accelerate your technology innovation by collaborating with like minds and people that might have better and domain specific knowledge around certain things than you. We also are seeing this domestic tech innovation.